Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me on the Word Podcast. We continue our examination of the Scripture. We're actually going to be looking at the letter that we call Philippians. We've looked at the first couple of verses, but in the last recent episodes, we're looking at how the gospel came to the city of Philippi, how it came to that region of Macedonia, how it came to that Roman colony area. And this is very, very important. We've seen in Acts 16 how Paul and his entourage went there because they had received a vision through Paul of a man in Macedonia in that area. Said, hey, come over here, help us. They arrive in the town. They were there many days. And then on the Sabbath day, they go down to the river and they encounter a group of women. And so they present the gospel to the women. The women are listening. And one of them in particular, Lydia, the Lord opened her heart. Remember that phrase out of verse 16 and 14? The Lord opened her heart and she paid attention to Paul and she believed and she's baptized. And then she and her whole household. And then she insisted that Paul and his group stay with her. So that's where they are. Well, now we continue. Verse 16 of Acts 16. As we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners much gain by fortune telling. So that's verse 16 of Acts 16. And you know, quite often when we read verses like that and we read passages like that, we read it and we go, well, okay, and then we keep on. But we never just take a moment to stop and ask a couple of questions. Do you really believe this? Do you really believe it? And if you're out of my background, that kind of thing, you say, oh, yeah, I believe it. It's in the Bible. But I mean, do you believe it from the perspective that this kind of stuff is real? That there is a thing called a spirit of divination, that there is the ability to tell fortunes, that there is the ability to have much gain, financial gain, power gain by such. And you know, in most of our societies, I would dare say that if we were pushed in the corner about it, most people would equivocate and just go, well, they believed it back then, so it was real to them, so that made it real. But let me tell you, this is very, very real. Okay, this girl, she's a slave girl, so she's owned by somebody. And it says owners, okay, it's more than one. And she has a spirit of divination. Verse 17, she followed Paul and us, crying out, these men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to you the way of salvation. Well, that makes it even more interesting now, right? Because she's following them and she's declaring the truth. Okay, she's declaring the truth. She's saying these men, and look how she describes them, they're servants of the Most High God. And what are they doing? They're proclaiming to you the way of salvation. Okay, it says that she is saying this. And you think, well, that's good. Maybe she believes. Well, let's read the rest of the story. Verse 18. And this, that proclamation, that declaration, this she kept doing for many days. Paul, having become greatly annoyed. So let's stop. I'm going to stop in the middle of the sentence. You know, when you read Paul's writings, when you see what happens in his life and sort of how he was, you could see how he would be one that would get greatly annoyed. But why in the world would he be greatly annoyed with the fact that the girl is following him, saying, hey, these are servants of the Most High God proclaiming to you the way of salvation. Y'all need to listen to him. Why would he be mad and greatly annoyed about that? You know, why would he do that? And also, who is speaking right at this moment? Is it actually the girl that is speaking, or is it the spirit of divination? See, so often we don't take these matters under advisement in any way. Somebody does something. Somebody says something. And we just immediately think that it's them personally. And we do not even give any consideration to a phrase that the world uses all the time. You know this phrase. You know when somebody says, well, I don't know what came over them. You know that phrase? There's a lot of profound truth in the midst of that. Because sometimes when people say things and when they do things, it's not them that's doing it. It is a spirit that is doing it. And if it's not the Holy Spirit, then by definition, it is an unholy spirit, right? So we actually get the answers to these questions. But if we don't sort of read it slowly and consider some things, you'll just go right over it. So she kept at this for many days, Paul is now greatly annoyed. Watch what he does. Turning, verse 18, and said to the Spirit, he's speaking to the Spirit. And he says, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it came out that very hour. It came out that very, other translations say it came out immediately. That's what it means, at that very moment. That Spirit came out of her. So what we see is that when she was crying, oh, these men are servants of the Most High God who proclaimed to you the way of salvation. That she had that knowledge. That's another question. How did she even know that? She had that knowledge. It was actually the spirit of divination or some other spirit within her proclaiming that. Well, then why in the world would an unholy spirit claim the truth like that? Why would an unholy spirit proclaim the truth like that? Okay, you're thinking? Think on that for a minute. I can hear you talking to me, yeah. No, not really. I tell you what, I think this is a very common practice and strategy of the evil one. Very, very common. Because what was going on and what Paul realized and the reason he started being greatly annoyed about it and the reason he turns around in the Spirit and says, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. Notice it was in by the name of Jesus Christ and that it came out is because what this Spirit was trying to do was to hook his wagon, shall we say, to Paul. It was trying to get people to realize, oh, this is just another form of who we are. You know, in these cultures at that time, they were very pantheistic. They believed in many, many, many gods. And you say, well, we don't do that. Oh, yes, we do. We're just as bad as they were. We just try not to think about it, and we don't consider the fact that fame, fortune, power are all gods. Okay? And so they were just trying to say, communicate, these demons were, that, oh, this is just like we are. This is just another thing of it. And you believe in us, you believe in them. It's all cool and it's all right. They were trying to bind themselves to that. And you can see what would happen with that. It would totally disarm, okay? It would disarm the power of God in the eyes of the people right here. This actually, I think, gives us some understanding as to why some things occur with the balance of this story. Now, it's probably going to take us several episodes at the pace I'm going at here to get through Acts 16 where you can see what's happening. You probably are somewhat familiar with the story, but there's a lot of questions as to why Paul didn't do something, why Paul did do something, and why he did it at a certain time. It all boils down to where the Lord will receive the greatest glory and to where the gospel will not be compromised, that the gospel, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ will not be associated with some other form of religion, will not be associated with some other spirit. That's the reason that Paul was getting annoyed with this thing. That's the reason that this spirit was saying, these men are servants of the Most High God proclaiming to you the way of salvation. He's trying to weasel himself into people's lives. But no, last thought here. Paul was greatly annoyed. It might have been an annoyment of the flesh. It might have been an annoyment of the spirit. Probably both. Okay. And he turned to that spirit. He didn't turn to the lady. He wasn't nasty to the girl. Okay. Because God loves her and we love her. But he commanded to the spirit saying, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. He didn't pray. Notice this, a lot of times we think, well, you have to pray to God for the demon to come out. No, you speak to it, tell it to leave. By the power of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, come out of her, leave her alone. And it did. If you're a true believer, you have the same power. Why are we not setting the captive free in like manner? Again, I'm Dale. I'll see y'all again next time. Goodbye.